No one knows who will win the presidency this election, but if it's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, how would that affect California? KRCB's Adia White spoke with CalMatters political reporter Laurel Rosenhall to get her thoughts on what a Biden-Harris win could mean for the predominantly blue state.
I think we would expect to see some of the things that we already have going on here in California play out on the national stage. So one example would be a $15 minimum wage. That's something that California is working toward under a law that Jerry Brown signed when he was governor. And also family leave. You know, we have a family leave policy in this state that allows most workers to take 8 weeks with partial pay. And Joe Biden has really talked a lot about the role of caregiving and the need for more expansive policies, including paid family leave. And then, of course, there's climate policy. California has some of the most aggressive policies on climate change. And while Joe Biden has not supported the Green New Deal in Congress, he has backed a move toward a renewable electrical grid, which is something that California already has.
And California would also need a new senator in this case. Who might Governor Gavin Newsom pick to replace Harris?
Well, he hasn't said anything about it, but there's a lot of chatter in the political world, of course. One name that comes up a lot is Secretary of State Alex Padilla. And it would be making history for Newsom to appoint him because California's never had a Latino senator. But also there's a lot of pressure on him to continue the role of having two women senators for California. And there are not very many women in the US Senate. So replacing a female senator with a man would be a change, and he would probably be under pressure to name a woman. So some names that have come up there include Hilda Solis, who is a Los Angeles County supervisor, and of course, Karen Bass, a congresswoman from Los Angeles.
What are some of the big California Senate races that voters should watch?
Well, in the Bay Area, there are two big ones. Probably the most significant is in the Silicon Valley area, where Dave Cortese and Ann Ravel are competing for an open seat in the state Senate. They're both Democrats, and so that does tend to be a very divisive and expensive race for legislature in California. You know, we have a system that allows for same party contests in the general election. And because we have such an overwhelmingly blue state, a lot of times the interest groups really spend their money and their effort trying to persuade people what kind of Democrat to send to Sacramento. So that's a big one. In San Francisco, Senator Scott Wiener, who's a Democrat, is facing a challenge from Democratic Socialist Jackie Fielder. That's another one where we have a big Dem-on-Dem fight. But most of the contests are in Southern California, and they're really questions of Republicans trying to hold on to the small number of seats that they do have in the state Senate.
And what about in terms of the California Assembly? Any races we should be watching there?
So all of the action really in the Assembly is in Southern California, with the exception of this very expensive Dem-on-Dem fight in the Stockton area. And then there is one sort of surprising challenge to an incumbent in Los Angeles, where Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer is being challenged by Efren Martinez. And there's a lot of special interests who are backing Martinez in this challenge. And it is one that sort of caught some political insiders by surprise.
That was CalMatters political reporter Laurel Rosenhall speaking with KRCB News Director Adia White. You'll find more election reporting at norcalpublicmedia.org/election2020.